That's what we'd like to hear. Mayatatam idam sarvam.
Mayatatam idam sarvam.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Nachaham te shvavastitaha.
Nachaham te shvavastitaha.
Mayatatam idam sarvam.
Mayatatam idam sarvam.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Nachaham te shvavastitaha.
Nachaham te shvavastitaha.
Maya tadam idam sarvam.
Jagat
avyakta murtinam.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Matstani sarvabhutani.
Nachaham te shvavastita.
Anyone else?
Mayatatam idam sarvam.
Jagadavyaktamurtina. Matstani sarvabhutani. Nachaham te shvavastita. Maya.
Maya.
By me.
By me.
Tatam.
Tatam.
Pervaded.
Pervaded.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
All.
All.
Jagat.
Jagat.
Cosmic manifestation.
Cosmic manifestation.
Avyakta murtina.
Avyakta murtina.
By the unmanifested form.
By the unmanifested form.
Matstani.
Matstani.
In me.
In me.
Sarvabhutani.
Sarvabhutani.
All living entities.
All living entities.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Teshu.
Teshu.
In them.
In them.
Avastitaha.
Avastitaha.
Situated.
Situated.
By me.
By me.
No, no, just me. By me and my unmanifested form. This entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not perceivable through the gross material senses. It is said, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Brajam Indriyehe Sevan mukhe jivadav svayam eva spurajyadaha. Lord Sri Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, etc. cannot be understood by material senses. Only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service under proper guidance is he revealed. In the Brahma Sanghita it is stated, Premanjanach churita bhakti vilochanena santasadaiva hridyeshu vilokayanti. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within himself and outside himself, if one has developed the transcendental loving attitude toward him. Thus, for people in general, he is not visible. Here it is said that although he is all-pervading, everywhere present, he is not conceivable by the material senses. This is indicated here by the word avyaktamurtina. But actually, although we cannot see him, everything is resting in him. As we have discussed in the 7th chapter, the entire material cosmic manifestation is only a combination of his two different energies, the superior spiritual energy and the inferior material energy. Just as the sunshine is spread all over the universe, the energy of the Lord is spread all over the creation and everything is resting in that energy. Om Ajnana Tirirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaitam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Ditam Stam Sajivam Sadvetam Savatutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchako Patirubhyascha Kripasindho Pyaevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagadavyakta Murtina Vastani Sarvakutani Najaham Desha Vastana. The Krishna is everywhere, but one requires the eyes by which to see Krishna. Prem Anjana Churita Bhakti Velo Janina Santa Sadaya Radiation. The pure devotee can see Krishna within his heart and can see Krishna everywhere. Because he has love for Krishna. And the gross materialist, even if Krishna is standing before him, can't see the Lord. He doesn't have the eyes. Sevan mukehi jivado svayameva sprachya. When one serves Krishna, then Krishna agrees to appear before him by his causeless mercy. Otherwise, by the gross material senses, the Lord is not visible. It all depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Everything depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Mayatatamidam sarvam. The Lord is everywhere. Just within our experience, the air is everywhere. Wherever you go into the desert, you go inside, outside, doesn't matter. The air is everywhere. The air is Krishna's energy. Therefore, the air is not different from Krishna. Shakti, shakti, mateo, aveda. The light is everywhere. Radiant energy. It's also Krishna's energy. Water is everywhere. In our bodies, water is there. In the air, water is there. Water is everywhere. The water is also Krishna's energy. Atoms are supposed to be everywhere. The atoms are Krishna's energy. Wherever we go, Krishna is pervading everything by his material energies. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence. False ego is everywhere. Wherever we go, we run into false ego, false and Krishna's energy. And the spirit souls are everywhere. Wherever we turn, there are living entities. And Krishna is the Paramatma, is Andantarasta Paramanuchayantarasta. Within every atom, between all the atoms. In so many ways, Krishna is present everywhere, but avyaktamurtina. In his unseen form, his unmanifested form. Lord's energy is spread everywhere and everything's resting on that energy.
Yet one should not conclude that because he's spread all over, he has lost his personal existence. To refute such an argument, the Lord says, I am everywhere and everything is in me, but still I am aloof.
For example,
a king heads a government which is but the manifestation of the king's energy. The different governmental departments are nothing but the energies of the king. And each department is residing on the king's power. But still,
which door could be closed? That would be nice.
But still, one cannot expect the king to be present in every department personally. That's a crude example. Similarly, all the manifestations that we see and everything that exists, both in this material world and in the spiritual world, are resting on the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creation takes place by the diffusion of his different energies, and as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishtabhyaham Idam Krishna, he is everywhere present by his personal representation, the diffusion of his different energies.
Mai sarvamidam prabhutam sutre manigaraiva. What's the beginning? Mai sarvamidam prabhutam sutre manigaraiva. Matta parakuram nanya kinchidasti tananjaya. Everything is resting on the Lord as pearls are resting on a thread. Someone is wearing a pearl necklace. You see the pearls. You don't see the thread. But without the thread, the necklace couldn't exist. The pearls would scatter in every direction. Without Krishna, nothing holds together. Nothing can exist without Krishna. Everything is resting on him as pearls are resting on thread. Mayi sarva vidam prodham sutre kamaniya. And yet, he'll say in the next verse that nacha matsthani bhutam. Everything is not resting on me. It's not that the Lord is standing, as Prabhupada says in the next purport, like Atlas with the world on his shoulders. The Lord is blowing on his flute, playing with the cows and the cowherd boys. He's enjoying Goloka eva nivasancha akilatma bhuta. He's akilatma bhuta, he's everywhere. And yet, he never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. He's everywhere, but although he's everywhere, he maintains his personal existence. The Prabhupada gives the example of the king is everywhere by his guards, his taxmen, his government officers, whatever it is. The king is found everywhere. His influence is everywhere. Power is everywhere. But the king is not everywhere personally. Personally, he's in his palace or wherever he likes to be. But by his energies, everything is going on. The courts are in session, the traffic is being directed, taxes are being collected, so many things are going on. Or in a business, the proprietor is present everywhere by his systems, by his agents, but he doesn't have to be personally present in every department. In some vast corporation, the man in charge is present everywhere by his different powers. But he's off on the golf course someplace or wherever he wants to be, enjoying. Oh, Krishna also is impersonally present everywhere through his energies. Impersonally means that his personal existence is not perceived. But the devotee will perceive his personal presence. Prabhupada gave the example that if you see some painting, who's a big artist? Rembrandt, Van Gogh, Picasso, Dali. These are all big artists. So when you see the painting, you'll see the artist in the painting. It's not simply paint, colors, shapes, but the painting is valuable. They'll say, oh, this is a genuine Picasso, this is a Rembrandt. Because the artist is present in his creation. And one who appreciates will see, so brilliant Picasso is. He's made such a painting, how expert Rembrandt is. They'll see the creator present in his creation. Because they have appreciation. To not appreciate is to be very dull. To think, well, this painting just exists by itself would be the height of stupidity. And yet people are looking at the creation and they just say, well, it just invents itself. It just comes to being, into being spontaneously by its own arrangement. Mayaja Kshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Behind everything is the supervision of the personality of God. Well, Krishna is everywhere, and therefore we can be in touch with Krishna everywhere. Vistavyaha Midam Krishna. He's present everywhere. Yatya Tishtasi. He's present everywhere. but we just have to develop the eyes to see. We develop that by hearing, by chanting, by remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna in different ways. And we'll start to see Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada gave some examples, just like a businessman sees money everywhere. A person who's really a businessman, there are people doing business, but a person who's really a businessman, he sees money everywhere. He sees something going on and he says, oh, this could be, somebody could make a good profit here. He sees everything as money. Or he meets someone and he sees that person, and by seeing him, he'll see how he's dressed, how he's, so many things. And within 5 minutes, he'll see how much money this man is worth. Whether he's a poor man, whether he's a rich man. He'll see what his financial status is, because he's thinking that way. If he meets a poet, he'll think, this poet's work could be sold. I could become his publisher and make this much money. Everything he sees in terms of money, how much something costs. So money is everywhere for him. For a lusty man, sex is everywhere. He sees everything in terms of opportunities for sex. So, because the mentality is there. So the Krishna conscious person is seeing Krishna everywhere. If he sees, what is that? Stavara jangama dekina dekitara murti sarvatra something ishtadeva spruti. Whatever he sees, he doesn't exactly see that thing. He sees Krishna everywhere. Sarvatra something ishtadeva spruti. Yes, he sees. So we want to come to that point of seeing Krishna everywhere by development of Krishna consciousness. And by seeing Krishna everywhere, then one becomes eligible to go to the specific place where Krishna is. The impersonalists say God is everywhere. But for them, also, God is nowhere. Because ultimately, God has no form, God has no qualities, God has no activity, God is this, that. All negative. So although they say God is everywhere, for them, finally, God is nowhere. But for the devotee, God is everywhere. And God is also in his specific place, Goloka Vrindavan. The Lord never steps foot outside of the Loka Vrindavan. So the devotee wants to absorb his mind in thought of Krishna, in thought of the Loka Vrindavan, or in thought of how the Lord is present everywhere in this material world. These topics are discussed in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. And the more we can think of these topics, the more our life becomes successful. Okay, are there some questions?
When I asked, like when I was speaking to one of my friends who believes that there is no form for God, then he said that we cannot form God into one form. Like God, cannot put all God's form into one.
That's all right. God is, has many forms, ananta rupa. And you can't put God into one form. God has many forms. That's all right. So?
You cannot form Him into one.
It's not you form Him into something. He already is what He is. Just like the sun. You can say you can't form it into one sun because the sun is here, the sun is here, the sun is here. Sometimes the sun is red, sometimes the sun is yellow. But now, you can't make the sun into what it is. The sun is, already is what it is. But if you think there's no sun, because sometimes it's red, sometimes it's yellow, therefore it's nothing, what kind of logic is that? Krishna appears, sometimes half lion, half man, sometimes cowherd boy, sometimes a king. So that doesn't mean He has no form. He has unlimited forms. And still this one form, Krishna, is the source of all the other forms. Within Krishna, all the other forms are present. Within the $1,000 bill, the $10 bill is there, $50 bill is there. Another question. Everyone's been working hard too. Should we do some more kirtan? That kirtan was nice that we were hearing earlier. Yeah, you're back in action. Come on. We can fill up our time this way. Read something about Krishna, speak something about Krishna, hear something about Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. That will fill our time very happily and elevate us above all material concerns. Want the microphone?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Krish Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.